Okay, so, did you know anyone that participated in the civil rights movement?
Yeah, I knew people. I knew some. It wasn't a lot, but I knew a couple of people during the civil rights time with Martin Luther King. They went to Washington, the Million Man March. Couple people, yeah. Not personally, but knowing them from maybe working with them or their parents, not working, but parents who went on the march.
Okay, so like you said working, so like you, what job were you working with?
Well, I work for SEPTA, and well, I wasn't working when they had the march, Martin Luther King March. I was still in school, but I've been where they had other marches. So, yeah, I knew a couple of people, not many.
So, Did you ever attend a school that had segregation?
Segregation? No, because basically the schools I went to were basically all black.
So how is it like going to an all black school?
Well, you don't know any difference because it is all black, and nobody's being treated any differently. You know, it's not like you go to a school that's half and half, you can see things, but when you go to a school that's basically all black, you don't get that.
So, in the all black school, did you have like cheaper supplies and like, what I mean by supplies, I mean like books and stuff than the white schools?
I can't answer that because we didn't know. All we know is we had books. We did have books, and we had the paper, and we had pencils and all that. But to say that another school got more than our school, it wasn't put out there. See, the media, like I said, the media today is so much more, and information gets passed around much easier. Back then, you got your books. We didn't have basically what you got today, computers and calculators. Everything we did had to be done by hand and by memory.
So it was tough in school for you?
Well, you don't know because you don't know the difference. We had nothing to measure one from another.
I mean, like, just like, you know, like right now in school, it's like tough for me in school. So like, just saying, on a daily basis of doing work and everything, was it like tough for you?
I mean, I made it through, if that's what you asked. I graduated, but when you're saying tough, I guess everybody, all schools have their bullies. But listening to the news today, it was nowhere near it as bad as it is today.
Yeah, wait. I have a quick question. This is a little bit off topic. How many sisters and brothers did you have?
One sister, two brothers.
And what were their names? Do I?
Joyce, Troy, and David.
Okay, I know Joyce. But tell me about Troy and David.
What do you want to know?
What were they like? Their personalities?
Well, we got along fine. Everybody was good. When I got in high school, my sister got married, so she was gone. My brother went into the military. My oldest brother went into the military. And my youngest brother, when he got out of school, he went into the military.
Wow. So that's interesting. Okay. Alright, did you lose anybody that you knew, like, personally, or, you know, like a family member because of, like, the discrimination and the segregation out there?
Did I what?
Did you lose anybody?
Oh, no. Not that I know. I can say no. To my knowledge, I don't know nobody in my family that died from that, from segregation.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Have you ever faced any types of discrimination? Like, you personally?
Personally, I'll say no. Because No. Personally, no.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking that's good. Yeah, that's it for now. And, you know, thank you for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.